For KBIA News, I'm Christopher Husted. President Barack Obama signed the 2014 Farm Bill into law today in East Lansing, Michigan. Harvest Public Media's Amy Mayer reports.
The day was cold, but the reception at Michigan State University was anything but. Flanked by farm country lawmakers, including Senate Agriculture Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow of Michigan, the president said the long overdue bill doesn't just help farmers.
Secretary Vilsack calls it a jobs bill, an innovation bill, an infrastructure bill, a research bill, a conservation bill. It's like a Swiss Army knife.
The farm bill is estimated to cost about $1 trillion over the next decade. It also trims about $8 billion from the food stamps program. That's about a 1% cut. Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.
Interstate 70 motorists and truckers trying to cross the Mississippi River at St. Louis are on the verge of having a different $700 million option. A new four-lane bridge named after St. Louis Cardinals great Stan Musial opens Sunday to traffic. The Stan Musial Veterans Memorial Bridge, or the Stan Span, is meant to relieve traffic on the chronically crammed 50-year-old Poplar Street Bridge. That's one of just two bridges in the nation that accommodates three freeways. Locals will get their first sampling of the bridge Saturday, when thousands are registered to take part in a 6-kilometer fun run that includes the span as part of the course. Ground was broken on the bridge in April 2010, and the last piece was put into place last summer. New filings in a class-action lawsuit challenging Missouri's treatment of convicted sex offenders seek the release of more than 200 men in the program. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that the legal challenge to the Missouri Department of Mental Health claims its Sex Offender Rehabilitation and Treatment Services program is mismanaged, overcrowded, and essentially a prison disguised as a mental hospital. The program was created to treat sex offenders who complete prison sentences but are deemed unsafe to be released. They are held indefinitely as mental health patients at secure facilities in Farmington and Fulton. Since the program was started 14 years ago, no one has successfully completed treatment. The suit was first filed in 2009. Missouri is among 20 states with similar treatment programs. A Southeast Missouri lawmaker is apologizing for his arrest on suspicion of driving while intoxicated. Democratic Representative Steve Hodges of East Prairie said in a written statement today that he, quote, failed to exhibit a high level of responsibility when he was issued a summons early Thursday by Jefferson City Police. Hodges said he has experienced several highly stressful life-changing events in the past few weeks, and he plans to, quote, take the steps to prevent any similar error in judgment in the future. He was first elected in 2006 and is barred by term limits from running again next year. Hodges ran unsuccessfully for Congress last year against Republican Jason Smith. For KBIA News, I'm Christopher Husted.